Ayo.
Ayo.
Ayo. Ayo.
Ayo.
Ayo. Ayo. Ayo. Yeah. I hate rich niggas.
God damn it.
Cause I ain't never had a lot, damn it. Who you had to kill, who you had to rob, who you had to fuck just to make it to the top, damn it. Maybe that's daddy money. Escalator, no ladder money. Escalate, new caddy money. Worst fear going broke cause I'm bad with money. Crooked smile, nigga, mama never had the money. Damn. I ain't tripping. Nigga, Jordan.
I ain't pipping. Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Sean P. Got my player partner, my co-host.
Duffy checking in. What's good? What's good? What's good?
Already. And yep, we're back again one time one more time. But you know, we're gonna be here for a good minute, so go ahead and get used to this. It is Sneakers Ruin My Life. Sneakers Ruin Our Life. I'm sorry, guys. It's been a heck of a weekend. I've been going full speed since this morning. But anyway, enough of me. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed.
Everything's copacetic?
Yeah, man. You know, getting used to this city. Open back up.
It's Corona time right now.
Still staying safe, you know.
It's Corona.
I ain't going out there acting crazy, you know, out there with everybody, but
it's still curbside, of course. Of course, they do have
some restaurants are letting you sit in.
Yeah.
Do you know that they're then you get alcohol to go?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you talking about restaurants?
Yeah, you get your alcohol to go.
But guess what? Cups. Somebody gonna mess it up. So
I think it's been going on since they opened it.
Enjoy, guys. No, I'm saying there's always one.
But oh, yeah.
It is what it is. I haven't been to a restaurant yet, but I plan on... What did I plan on? I just want to see. I really don't know. I've been to, like, Chipotle, Fellini's. I know they're doing curbside. The normal stuff I eat, it's all curbside.
Yeah.
I know Dugan's is doing open on Ponce. If y'all know where Ponce is, if you're from Atlanta,
you know Escobar on the South Side is back open.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
I said I was gonna try it out next
week. You know what? Escobar, you said try it out. So what we do not do is throw shade or negativity. So I will talk to you offline about what happened with us. But anyway, that took a very long time.
Negroes.
No. So check this out. It's not negative because they first opened. Check this out. I support black businesses. Okay. One more time. I support black businesses. But.
Yo, who man's this?
But the thing is, okay. I don't know how, you know, I when I was a youngster, I did work in the kitchen and stuff like that at a restaurant or whatnot. You know, shout out to Chick-fil-A. But. The thing is, you're known, okay, this is a restaurant, and it wasn't that many people. So the thing, only thing what was wrong, it took forever and a day to get our food. Like, it literally took an hour and a half. Like, literally.
Was the food good?
Yes.
I don't mind waiting for good food.
No, but it got to a point because, like I said, it was not that many people in there. So you're like, what's the hold up? And then.
Was your waitress still active, though? Was she still checking on you?
Of course, but she was, like, getting mad, like, damn, what's up, kitchen? So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the kitchen do. So I'm all for second chances with, you know, stuff like that. You know, it could be a minor mistake. The cook probably, oh, shit, we threw on the floor, blah, blah, blah. So I get it. But if I go again and I have the same issue, I'm out. Gotcha. But I do go to Escobar downtown. They quick, fast with it, but of course.
Peter Street.
Huh?
On Peter Street.
Yeah. You know, we always go down there, especially on the brunch, for the brunches. I actually seen them on Instagram. They opened up the whole little lounge or whatnot.
Yeah.
Blue Lounge over there on Par Road. I think it's Far Road. PA, yeah, whatever. They finally opened up. That's a dope lounge or whatnot. Good hookah, good food, especially that Mediterranean food is dope.
I like Mediterranean food.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. I've been trying to go back, but it's been so crowded. But that's a definitely dope spot. But check this out, people. This has happened to us. Do not leave anything in the car. Somebody has broken into my car, broken to and just the line, the whole line up right there when in the beginning of the parking lot. They broke into everybody's car. So beware. Do not leave anything in your car. Do not.
You may not even want to drive there. Should I just Uber?
That's perfect. Yeah. But that ticket from the south side to downtown, Buckhead.
No, I'm saying we can park somewhere closer.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's other, but that part, like, yeah. But they probably had so many people vandalizing their car that they probably have, like, a cop, like, right there sitting there. So who knows? I'm not sure. They need to, though.
Yeah.
But on a brighter note, how's Lil Man?
Bad. That boy is active.
It's just terrible, too.
Two going on 21.
It's just terrible, too. He'd be all right.
Yeah, of course. He'll be all right.
I can't wait.
It was last week of school, so the oldest ones, you know, they ready. I don't know, like, they ain't been on summer break since March, but I guess not to have to do the virtual classes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They're happy.
I was doing homework yesterday, and I was like, shit, let me Google some of this stuff. True fact, if you don't do it, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. That's
I believe it.
Yeah. Facts. So of course, if this is your first time tuning in, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sneaker podcast. Of course, we all for the culture. We about Atlanta. So, you know, born and raised
Atlanta, shawty.
Prior to me, like, you know, actually growing up and being a man, like, I ain't never been nowhere besides North Carolina or whatnot. I ain't really went no, like, I mean, we went to Orlando, but that's like a normal trip you take, Disney World. I only been there one time. So, yeah, any shout-outs before we start this, hit this thing on up?
Shout-out to the graduates. Shout-out to the frontline workers.
2020.
Mm-hmm. You know, we appreciate you guys. We just had Mother's Day. We gave out all the mothers shout outs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, man. Just shout out to the city.
Yep. Shout out to all the essential workers. I'm pretty sure we already said that, but we're going to say it again. We appreciate you. Hey, you could be anywhere in the world, but you ain't helping us. So,
right on.
Yep. So, today we were supposed to have a special guest, but that was delayed. But guess what? We will catch you soon, young man. We will catch you soon. We're not going to, you know, say his name, you know. I wish I remember his Instagram. I say tag his ass, pause, you know. Okay, Jeff.
My man.
Team Jordans. Now, we know Team Jordans is the ultimate no-no, right? Like, but hold on. Yes. You're right. Nope. That's a good nope. But you got your good Team Jordans and your horrible Team Jordans. Now, ladies and gents, there are older men out here that thinking they doing it because they had these Team Jordans. And guess what?
I have some Team Jordans.
I have had some Team Jordans.
I still have some. I have two.
Yeah. But I guarantee they're the good ones.
I mean, I'm sure they're the good ones.
Of course. So, I don't know all of them, but I just know one. And once again, we don't want to throw shade or make you feel little. But if you have the Team Jordan that looks like a 7, I'm sorry.
Don't call it a 7, whatever you do. Just call it a flight. Call it what it is, like a true flight. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, there's a description. There's a description on the box. And it actually tells you the name of the shoe. You say exactly what that shoe is, okay? Do not say it looks the 7s. Do not say they look like the 7s. They look like that Team Jumping flight.
True flight.
But on a brighter note, there are some good Team Jordans. And my computer's not working. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I like the Jumpman Pro.
Okay. So actually, I got the shoes right here, sir. So,
Jumpman Team 1.
So okay.
I have those, the only two that I think I still have.
Okay. So what players do you remember wearing those shoes? Who
Eddie
really
Jones.
Made him famous? Okay, bingo. Eddie Jones. Definitely. Who else?
That's why I got them, because I seen them on Eddie Jones' foot.
But the thing is, let me see. I want to say he made it cool. But did he make it cool?
I mean, Eddie Jones was just a known player, and so we seen his shoes. Like, so I wouldn't know if it's cool or not, but Eddie Jones was a respected player, so.
Yeah.
He warm, so
matter
I guess.
Of fact, he just disappeared out of nowhere.
He did. I don't like, know where he is.
I don't know. He played for the Lakers and the Heat. That's it. Like, if he played with any other team, I'd have no clue. That's one player that really disappeared, and we do not talk about at all. That's crazy.
Well, hey, we brought you back up.
What's going on, Eddie Jones? Yeah, so I have had a pair of the Team Pros, the Jumpman Team Pro 1.
Yep.
I did not have the Jumpman Team 1.
What?
Nope. And I really like the Jumpman Pro Quick.
Yeah, see, I had the Pro Quick. I don't have one now, but yeah. I've had one.
And then any other Team Jump, no. I'm good on them. Yep. Do you agree or no?
The other ones that was cool were the Swifts, only because Randy Moss had one.
No.
I didn't wear it, but it was
cool. That's a no for me, bro.
I like Randy Moss.
Yeah, but he also wore the 11s, too.
I know, but they had a special colorway for him, Randy Moss.
Yeah. On that one. So. It's cool. It's whatever. Look, it says Eddie Jones' second and final signature shoe, which was the Jumpman Swift 6. Shout out to Eddie Jones. Oh, yeah. So this must have been his whole line because all over the description is Eddie Jones all over it. Oh, so the Jumpman Pro. Okay, so let me give you a little history, okay? So let's go about one by one. The takedown version of... No, I'm not doing that. Anyway, so the Jumpman Team Pro was the first... Well, at Ray Allen was the first player to wear the shoe, I guess, you know, premiered or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Of course, you got your Eddie Jones.
Yep.
Now, the Jumpman Pro Strong, they cool. It looked like a fake 13. Yeah. Yeah. And it says it was originally worn by Vin Baker and Ray Allen. They were on the same team, and Vin Baker is an older guy. So, yeah. But the Jumpman Pro Quick, definitely Eddie Jones. Yeah, I mess with him. So, should we retro that?
They've been retro.
No. The Quick. I haven't seen the Quick.
Yeah, they retro the Quick, too.
Really? It's at 04, though, bro.
I mean, what do you call a retro?
Well, recently. Shit, 04, I was what? 14, 15?
Should I mean, they can.
The Jumpman Pro did. Actually, that shoe came out when I was in basic training. That was like 09, 08, 09. So,
any of the Team Jordans that come out now, it's not going to sell out. I mean, it's cool to release them, but they're not going to sell out.
But the real, like, I wouldn't call it real sneakerheads, but the real Jordan heads, I would say, like, they'll get them. Like, the old heads.
OG colorways.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, bet, I'm getting that. Yeah. Or whatever.
Because the pros, I mean, no lie, the pros sell out still. Like, when I was working at City Gear, my pros were selling out certain colorways.
Speaking of stores, so if you was in the Clayton County area, you know about this. And I don't know, help me out with his name. Mm-hmm. Is it Just for Feet?
Yeah, Just for
Feet. Just for Feet. Okay, so Just for
Feet. I got so many 12s from Just for Feet.
I'm glad you mentioned free. That. So check this out. So I was scary back then. Of course, I wouldn't try it now. Hey, guys, young kids, don't do anything. Don't commit any crimes. But anyway, so the rumor, there's no truth to this, but the rumor was kids used to, everybody in my school used to go up there, ask for the shoe size, or ask what they wanted, put their shoe in the box and just dip. Was that true, bro?
You said,
was that a good rumor?
No, that's a true story. I mean, people do that at Foot Locker too. You'd be surprised.
Like right now.
I'd be like, hey, bro, can I get a size 9 in this? Oh, this one don't fit. Can I get a 9.5? Well, I'm going to keep this one just to make sure I want this size. And they'll put their dirty shoes in there and run out with one of the other shoes. That's why people start doing one shoe at a time or taking a shoe box behind the register. Yeah, somebody to run behind the register and take the shoe crazy. Box. It's hard out here for these guys.
So tell me how Just for Feet was. Because I remember the white and gray 12s. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a name to that shoe, right?
Flint.
They call it the Flint 12? Okay, boom.
Because those were the Flints. The blue ones are the French blues.
I knew that.
And then
the French blues.
those are the two
that I didn't know they called the gray ones the French
Flint.
Okay, the Flint
12s and then the French Blue 12s. Those are the two that I got from Just for Feet.
Okay, so the Flint 12s, that was like a known shoe. As soon as that shoe came out of Just for Feet, it seemed like everybody and mama had that shoe.
Yep.
Actually, the French Blues and the Flint 12s.
Yep.
So, yes, please run down. It's the sneaker store is done with. So go ahead. Tell me the story, criminal.
I ain't gonna put my mans on blast, but
No. You gotta do
it. It was my little homie, you know.
Okay.
Midget guy. Shout out to him. He called everybody. He's like, he used to work there. He like test us, was like, hey, go get these shoes. So yeah.
So everybody was doing the same trick.
Well, I didn't do that trick. He was giving us the shoes. He was like, hey bro. Come to the back door. I'm going to get y'all all these shoes. We all had 12s. I'm not going to incriminate nobody, but just know the whole class of 04, we had 12s. Well, I'm not going to say I was with them, and we got 12s.
No, the whole – yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Trey
– yep. Yep. I'm not going to name nobody, but yeah. Just know we all had 12s.
That's his nickname, but yeah. I don't even know the man's last name. Bruh, I was like, damn, these four pairs.
If you had a car, you was good to go. Cause he was gonna let you get on. I'm like, $20 a pop, $4 a pop. He was like this, bet.
But yeah. How he knew like they were going out of business or something?
That's what I'm guessing he knew.
But he wasn't scared he gonna get fired?
Or he's going out of business. Who cares? Cause right after he left that, he became a manager of another store. I wonder where that guy is now.
And guess what, guys? Me and him was not cool. Not like I said, I didn't know him like that. So I wish I did. Because I would have been that bitch too.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Ty, pull up. Well, I didn't have a car at the time. And then, trust me, my mom, if I would tell my mom, she was like, there's like some shady stuff going on. I'm like, mom, come on.
That's what I said. You got to have a car. You had to be whipping.
Damn, that's crazy.
Easy. Easiest pair of retros I ever got.
And then folks used to get Sports Authority too over there.
Oh yeah, but Sports Authority, they used to just get them for like Nike socks. They didn't really have like no retros. Yeah. I think they might have had Air Force Ones once.
That's crazy.
But they only had like some team shoes, knockoff shoes or you know.
Man, yeah, that's crazy.
But well, the Nike socks though?
I didn't get on that wave. I didn't get on what you good? You comfortable?
Yeah.
You look uncomfortable. I'm sorry, guys. We having some equipment issues. That's why I said that. I know it sounded pretty weird. But anyway, yeah. Well, I missed that wave. I wish I would have jumped on that wave. But mm-hmm. Hey, kids, do not do anything that, you know, will get you locked up or any type of charges. But yeah, that's crazy. Any other backstories about that store?
No, other than the store was just dope. We could play basketball up there. Like
that store was the concept was dope. It was a big store.
Like they should bring it back with the way technology is now.
Just for
the
court, feet.
Like the kids, they would love that. Like kids need that kind of experience.
Now, was it for like if you get a basketball shoe, you can go test it out?
I don't know. We were just up in that mall playing 21. Like, hey, you want to go to Just for Feet, play ball?
You know what we used to do? So if we was like waiting on a movie at AMC 24.
Go up there, get sweaty, then go to the movies.
No. We just shoot around.
Oh.
We know. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we used to do. But I used to be like, not by myself, but I used to be cutting them, stuff like that. Yeah.
And I remember those days. Getting dropped off at the movies and walking around that whole plaza.
Yeah, when I see the kids now, I'm like, damn, I wonder if they still do the same shit we did.
I think it's hard. They're so strict on them now. You can't be walking.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Y'all look like y'all
because, cars. You know, now crazy. They do, you got to, like, buy a seat now. Like, mm-hmm. Normally we get in there, we sneak, and, you know, we'll watch, like, three movies in one night or whatever. But
I'm telling you, boy, now like theater hopping, boy. AMC got the upstairs.
Especially if you got nothing to do, you like, might as well. But, yeah. So, any, what about any other stories about shoe stores. Give me something else. You already told us
what
about
kind of story, like just a story period.
Horror stories, good stories.
You know, I remember.
You know what? Hold on. Before you, sorry to cut you off, but I always wanted to. How are y'all stock room? Like, how do y'all like
stock room? Like, look like my
organize
shoe
room. It like a shoe room, but. Like, say you got the new 12s. So you already know they'll come out, so you just put them on the floor?
They would be in, like, a new release area or something.
But you already know these finna fly off the shelves.
Yeah, that's why they got their own new area. They're, like, prepped for a Saturday so you can run back and get
it going. Oh, so y'all already move and adjust, though?
Yeah, you should. If you got your stock, man, if you got a dope stock, man, he already made space for it. He already know how it is. If we know the shoe not gonna sell, he might run it up with the inventory already. It's just you just got to know. Know your business, know your clientele. But I remember, man, back in the day, times just used to be so dope. I remember working for Finish Line.
Yeah.
And we did a party for the
Fives.
Yep, Retro the Metallica Fives.
Yeah. It was a midnight.
DJ was there. Yeah. Yeah. Man, but y'all had
so many.
We did.
I heard y'all had like 200 pairs.
Yep.
And they didn't even sell out. Actually, I remember we was at the game, the Thanksgiving tournament at Monroe, and I remember everybody walked in with the Fives, and Raven said, "Man, I'm finna go get me a pair." And he went up to the mall and come up and came back. I said, "I wish I can do that."
You could have, man. Should have just been
when I tell you, when my mom was so strict when it comes to stuff like that, like she did not care at all. Like, yeah. I would get, yeah. Only shoe that she bought, and I don't think I was still in school, but the Space Jam. But that was for Christmas, so it was like, that's my Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And I remember that, too. That was a beautiful shoe. And then I sold it. But I got my car for that, so I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So you good.
Pays off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was dope. Like, they don't do stuff like that now, man. Like, I'm sure it's some way they can budget that. And...
You know when we talked about that security thing?
House of Hoops grand openings was dope.
That
it was crazy.
Security thing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what?
But it wasn't even no issues if you think about it. That party. We have not one issue, not one person tried to steal a shoe. People came there, they ate their little snacks, drunk their little juice, DJ played good music.
Yeah. That was in 06. It's 2020. Times has changed.
Trying to call me over?
No. I'm telling you, people are not doing that anymore. People don't. I think it'll work. Well, how it can happen, like, immediately, if we, like, knew somebody at a boutique or whatever, a dope shoe was coming out, and just, hey, let's have a party or whatnot, like a special release party or whatever.
Yeah.
That'll work. But, like, I mean, I don't know anybody from Foot Locker Corporate, and that's, like, major, so that's not going to happen.
No, it still can happen. It
ain't not hard. For little us. Well, you, not me.
Nobody said that. Basic conversation. Go talk to somebody. That's all you need. Talk to a general manager.
But they also going to like.
You got to talk to his district
manager.
Oh,
so
it,
you.
It just got to get approved.
Okay. So
send
you can't.
Email. Can we do a party for this? This shoe going to do good for us. I think it'll be good for the culture. Can I get approved for the hours, for the employees? Such and such. Think it'll be a good deal? Yay or nay?
That's dope. We need to make that happen, bro. Again.
What shoe, though?
Not a hype, overhyped shoe, like in the middle. Like a Flint 13 would be perfect.
Yeah.
Flint 13 would be perfect. Maybe the Tokyo 1, if there's a lot of them. You know what I'm talking about? No?
Yeah. I mean, nah. I think I would do it for
like,
one
don't
of
do
the
this
OG
shit on
colorway.
A Ben and Jerry. No.
Yeah, no, I would do it like on the OG colorway shoe that's coming back out. Yeah. Like, I would probably say the Cherry 12 release, I would do it for that. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Or, let me see something real quick. Or, like, the pack that's coming out. The green, orange, red, and purple. The fours.
Yeah, see, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Because
you got a lot
variety.
Of people different colors. Yeah.
Exactly. And then, like, you can have light lighting, like, with those colors and stuff, and... Have a DJ and everybody just chill vibe, you know, sneakers talk sneakers, sneakerheads talk about sneakers, shit like that vibe. Of course, you know, your beloved Sneakers Run Our Life podcast would definitely be that because we'd be, you know, live in effect, you know? So,
that would definitely be dope.
Yeah. have a little tape out there. Say, hey, check us out, blah, blah, blah. Yes.
I wonder if you could do that. I go talk to my people.
We will do that. We need it. We need it, especially in Atlanta.
Speaking, I'm not doing this to go take it nowhere else. I mean, we could do it in L.A., but I'm doing this for home.
They doing that, though. They L.A. doing parties. It. I'm pretty sure they are.
I just came from L.A. We went through not but one y'all party.
But y'all have hella pop-ups.
We have
a pop-up every, what, four years?
I don't know.
They correct me wrong. They do have pop-ups, but they're not like. Actually, so shout out to this brand, up-and-coming brand. I mean, yeah, they're up-and-coming, but good brand, good clothes, good people. Raunchy.
My boy, Ross.
What's going on, big dog? So when they do the pop-ups, of course I follow them or whatnot, but it's not plastered everywhere. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
The city shows out.
But it's just what. So what I'm trying to say is like,
hey Ross, you can't miss it. I need that Air Force One that y'all got.
It seems like you can't miss it. You know, you can't because it's not. Well, I don't think it's heavily advertised like that, which it should.
I mean, because I feel like you could probably advertise more. You could probably go do radio stations and stuff like that. But
I thought you called him something else, not Ross.
Jason Ross?
Jason I call him Ross. Ross.
Yeah.
I know. I thought you called him something else. Okay, shout out to Ross. What's the dark skinned guy?
The B.A.?
B.A.?
Mm-hmm.
The hat?
Yep.
His name B.A.?
Yeah.
B.A.
B.A.
Okay, what's happening, B.A.?
Yeah, that's the homie.
Yes, sir. So, those guys, like, they are, I don't want to give them all that credit, you know. Not yet. You will be there. But as far as the sneaker community, like, when they show up, you know who these guys are, especially the old heads and whatnot. And they don't want to do the pop up really, but you know of course they have a business that's clothing
line too, yeah.
So who else? Like we have YouTubers in Atlanta, and he never done a pop up here, but he's done it in other states though. That's kind of stuff I have a problem with, because your vocal you the number one thing is you should have first did a pop up here, and I could be wrong,
but he could also be going off of his feedback. What if majority of his people that listen to him or tune in or his subscribers are not in Atlanta? He got to go to where his people are, where the people who are interested in him. Because if you only got 5 people in
There's
your home
no
state
place like home.
And 20 people in
There's
L.A.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Haven't you heard
the
strangers support you more than the people you know?
Yeah.
Prime example. What? He probably gets supported more in L.A., like you said, he was there, and more than he gets supported home. You're not going to spend money to throw a party here for 5 people when you throw money, spend your money to throw a party for 20 people in L.A.
That's a great politically correct answer, sir. But guess what? I'm from Atlanta. It's going to happen in Atlanta. Okay, sir?
I hear you.
I don't give a damn if 5 people showed up. Hey, we're gonna try the next time or whatever. But guess what? This is my family is. This is my boy Jeff is. Everybody is. Like, why would I go anywhere else?
I mean, I feel you. But sometimes it has to make sense.
It does. But so you're saying he's really in it for the money, not the...
No, I don't even know who you're talking about. I'm just speaking.
I'm not going to state his
general point of view.
Because it seems like every time, he'll call it negative. But, you know, once you say something negative about an individual, and then, you know, you get out of praise. He shows attention to that. But as soon as you praise him, it's more like, ignore.
Oh.
Never heard of it. And it's not negative. I just wish you would just have a pop-up here.
You're just home first. You like, yeah. Do home just and then go
do
out.
Do a pop-up here. Do a pop-up here. You're doing well for yourself. You got hella followers. Your YouTube is dope. I should watch it? I just do it here, bro. Do it here.
Whoever you're talking to, please do it here.
Yes, please go here. What else? But that plan with the party and stuff, I would love to do that. I would love to be a part of that. I would love to. And also, I would love, you know, in the future, of course, you know.
You know what? I would try City Gear. They're down to do like a party. And I'll ask Fresh too. I mean, he down south, but Yeah. Like you said, a boutique, they, you know, they have more control of their store. They don't have to ask a corporate. They don't have to get approved by a corporate. So when, you know, you
and also I don't know,
self-owned, you can make your own rules.
Although it is a so how would you set up the store? Would you have, say, a Flint 13? You have all the shoes plastered on the wall, or you take out everything off the store just for like security reasons?
I really just
I know it's one shoe, but
yeah, I would literally have to see how a setup would be, if you have any apparel to go with it. How we would do for its entry. Do we have a certain amount of people we can have in there? The people that come, of course, we definitely want you to buy the shoe. So buy the shoe, like you buy your shoe as your ticket entry, pretty much.
So you just you just can't pull up and just enjoy the vibe.
You gotta buy something. I would just say you gotta buy something. But most the priority, you buy your shoe, you're guaranteed to come in.
But so you already know priority. This shoe, that's why we're having a party, because this shoe is going to sell.
Yeah.
The 13 will sell. Yeah. It's guaranteed. You wouldn't do it on a 15.
I like 15s, but I get you.
People, some people think that's the ugliest shoe in the world.
I know. Nobody likes nothing after 14 these days.
Yeah. But, yeah. And also, I know Greg Street, what was it called? Sneaker Friends?
Yep.
Sneaker Friends?
Yes.
Sneaker Ball. Which one?
Sneaker Friends and Sneaker Ball. It's two separate events, but Sneaker Friends is
so what did he have?
Sneaker Friends. And he did the Sneaker Ball, too.
I thought Sneaker he had Ball one is when you dress thing. Up
and you yeah, had a sneaker. Yeah, I thought Sneaker that was Friends his is just like the party. It's both of them.
Okay. So, I wish Greg Street, you bring that back. That's what we
they
need.
Just had a Sneaker Ball here.
When? And exactly that's what right. I'm talking about, right there.
You wasn't here. You wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
I think he was
overseas.
Overseas, yeah.
So was it heavily? What I would have still seen it.
It was dope.
Was it heavily advertised?
I mean, for the city, yeah. Like I knew, I just had to work, but it was dope. Like you seen the girls that had on like.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't.
And
know
they had on either shoes or whatever.
Siri, I don't need you. Just okay, shut up.
But yeah, no, it was cool.
Oh, that's what's up. Who hosted it?
Greg Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying they could have did a Sneaker Ball, but like it was hosted by somebody else. Oh, okay. Well, excuse me, guys. I'm totally wrong, and I'm okay with that. So, but is he going to be consistent with it?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of numbers they was looking for the turnout.
Yeah. Well, he probably won't be consistent this time because of the whole tragic event. Where was it at, though, bro?
That I don't remember.
Yep, guys, he's right. Sneaker Ball was last year, November 16th. Oh, yeah, I was gone. Super gone.
Did you just insult my intelligence?
No.
No, I'm just playing.
I just really want to see, like, the pictures and stuff. That's really what it was about. Man, I wish I was there. That's so dope. Oh, yeah, she had like a little dress on with a dope sneaker. She said sneaker money. Oh, that's what's up. Save the date.
We know a couple girls that went, too.
Me and Ivory would definitely would have been in there. Oh, yeah. Well, I would like to do my own. How about that? It would be called Sneaker Ruin Our Lives, which that's what the title is, right? What's our title? No, I have not been drinking. Oh my God, I forgot the title.
Glad I wasn't recording.
What's our name, bro?
Sneakers Ruined My Life.
Okay, yes. Yes. So, you motherfuckers better not steal my name. But look, Sneakers Ruin Our Lives. And then, like, on the bottom, be like, ball or event. Or whatever.
It's not hard, bro.
But it is hard, bro.
No, it's not. Location.
Now it's hard.
That's it. Of course.
Because we're up and coming. We know people, but we're up and coming.
Yeah.
Unless we get a Mina, like, 5 strong sponsors, are we good to go?
I just need 5 strong vouchers. And a location.
This is what I like to do.
I think we should do it at like a open warehouse kind of thing, where the you know, concrete floor light. That way people can prop up, like we can do like banners, like backdrops rather, where people can take their pictures and whatnot. And then you can have dope artists like on site,
like a World Congress Center.
No, like a warehouse.
Well, minus everything, it looked like a warehouse. And then everybody like put up their own stuff. Yeah, like that, yeah.
That would be dope. I mean, it's possible, bro. It ain't nothing to put it in words. Like I said, I got contacts, you got contacts. We just have to make a phone call.
So, a party for an upcoming sneaker. Sneaker ball. What else? What else needs to happen in Atlanta, Georgia?
For sneaker-wise?
Yeah, for the culture.
Just more exclusives. I mean, but I think that, like I said, that's coming due time. Big Wiz has got to be like, okay, it's profitable.
So we had the inside scoop, and we was told that, like, you know, we're outnumbered. So the thing is, how can we make them a believer to say, you know what, Atlanta is where it needs to happen, you know?
One of the people that we have,
yeah,
have to get in cool with one of the people that are already up there. You got to have an inside man. You got to know somebody.
So what's making them overlook us? I mean, we do get this stuff sometimes, but we need it to happen majority. Like, we get a little sprinkle.
At the end of the day, I think it's a numbers thing.
Like, we won't get like the New Balances. They just came out, the dope. With the big emblem.
Yes.
And of course, I don't know the name to them right now, but that was a dope sneaker release. Do anybody know it? Did it release in Georgia?
But you got to think, like, is New Balance sales up in Georgia?
Yeah. If you look at it that way,
like a DMV up north type.
So if you're looking at like that, it's going to be a numbers thing. But the thing is, Georgia with Nike, Jordans, we get sprinkles. And then with the off whites, only 3 stores get them. And then we already know, y'all know, folks, your homeboys, y'all, you know, backdoor Joes. We already know that stuff happening. When we not dumb, it happens. I get it. And trust me, if I knew somebody at one of them stores, it could definitely benefit me with the shoe. Thank you. So, you know, I ain't knocking it, but if 3 stores, like, I'm done trying to raffle with Wish. I'm done. I don't even get a fake email that I won. Nothing. I don't have no hope.
Why? It's not like we don't know anybody that won from there.
Yes, we do.
No, I say it's not like we don't know anyone that haven't won from there. So, you know, it works.
Knowing Caleb, he probably knows somebody. And I'm trying to figure out. I'll be entering all the time, and I have not won not one time. Now that I'm in here, so I caught a W on the off-white UNC, right? And I was losing hope on them too, but I magically won that 13. I was like, oh, that's dope, right? But I already know what happened. Somebody said, don't worry about it. And my name was the next. That's what it was. I think somebody won it, and then he's like, don't worry about it. I got a pair, and then.
You just got to think negative. Why you couldn't just win?
Negative, Nancy, I know.
You won.
Yeah, I did win.
This is what it is, see?
Yep, and Jeff was with me too when I won.
Yep.
Yep, I was extra happy. I was like,
you know what? I think I'm your good luck, homie. Yep. You struck on a satin.
Where was your antennas? One of the Travis Scott's.
Where was I?
I was overseas. The Sixes, you probably sleep. Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't even shoot for him.
Wow. Yo, who man's this? Somebody come get this nigga. You didn't shoot for the shoe, and you know I wanted this shoe. Are you crazy?
I woke up. I was asleep. I was asleep.
Trash, bro.
I was asleep. I don't think
I couldn't sleep. I was up excited because I always shot with Nike. I won the low top Travis Scott. So I was like, oh, I already know I'm going to get the 6. I was so confident. My boy hit. He don't even shop on Nike. That's the crazy thing about it. He asked me when they coming out. I said, oh, they come out, do this, and do that. He's like, I bet. He has a 10 and a half right now as we speak.
Does he wear it?
Huh? No. He's trying to sell it.
Taxing.
1,000. But he trying to see where the market's going. It's like he know what he doing and some shit. That's a break.
On the sis?
Yeah.
Is the retro sis going for 1,000 now?
His size maybe like 800 or something like that. I'm not sure.
Size 10?
Bruh, I caught the A. I'm like, bruh, are you kidding me?
Man.
Let me see. Hold on.
Out of all the Travis Scott's, what's your favorite one?
It's six.
Six.
Six is dope. It's clean. Of course, they got the little cargo pocket, but that's not like a eyesore or whatnot or a giver. But it's just a clean olive green, dope.
I like that colorway, but of course, mine is the four.
Because
I like the silhouette, you know.
What do you got, 10 and a half? Oh, yeah, 600. Yeah, so he's really losing.
That's what I'm saying.
Because when they first dropped, he could have got 1,000. Oh, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell him run it for three?
Yep. Dead ass.
He gonna do. He can go straight to this. Well, it's going for 600 right now, bro.
Can we sell it to StockX? Or sell it to me for $4? Sell it $4 in the cash right now. Going once, going twice.
He might.
Sold to the highest.
He might. I gotta do it. If I do like a big favor for him, maybe. You know what? He might do that because he did. Something happened back in the day. I was there to help him out and clear his name. Yeah. Well, actually, he got me off that case up in Alabama, so. Never mind.
Nah. Yeah. That's what they do for fall.
Change. Yeah. So where do you storage your, how do you storage your kicks, sir?
In their original boxes. Except for the ones that are in storage.
So I used to do that, but they get damaged, of course. It looks real sloppy, and I like my shit nice and neat. So this is not sponsored by any type of way, but if you want to get your nice containers, go to the container store. They're only $45 each. And then you also can get a pack of six. No, for real though, that is like the new wave to do the little clear boxes. Of course, I know, of course, Container Store has them. And what's that good cleaning gear? The good cleaning stuff, the popular cleaning
you got
stuff.
Jason Mark. You got
Jason Mark, the other one. You know.
Damn, I just
don't kill me. Fart. We know the name, but it just not there. The popular one,
I know.
Yeah,
my mind just drew a brain fart. Shit,
damn! I gotta know. I gotta say the name because
it's gonna bother you.
Yeah,
bothering me.
Damn, it's right there. Fuck.
God damn it!
Well, we know we won't get sponsored by them.
It's all right. I have all my OG boxes. She's gonna find it faster.
Yes, who's gonna go? Come on. It's not Juvenator. Jason Mark, everything popping up but that. Where are you? Crep Attack. There we go. So Crep Attack has their own cases. Jason Mark, I'm not sure if they have their own cases, but I'm pretty sure they'll get into the business soon. I know Crep Attack has their like all black boxes. It's a good clean look. I mess with the black and but Container Store now they're switching over to the red blue boxes. I don't know if they have black yet. I think they have black, but the red and blue. I'm gonna just keep it simple and plain. I got my transparent boxes. It looks dope to me. So yeah. Yeah, they real cheap right now. They like discounted. So, hey, grab them, guys. Do what you gotta do. Container Store. Remember that. Container Store.
What up? What's next?
So, have you watched any of the Jordan doc, sir?
Yeah, I try to get it in.
Have you gave your opinion? Yeah, he hasn't given his opinion on the doc. So, I'm all ears.
Of course, I love Jordan. That's my favorite player.
Of course.
It's just good to see how he was. I mean, I don't mind him being an asshole. Hell, I didn't have to play with
him. Hold on. Pause that real quick. Also, a good shoe cleaner is Jason Mark. I use Jason Mark. I heard Crep Attack is pretty good, too, but I use Jason Mark because it smells better. And also,
I use Crep Attack for the protection, though.
Okay, cool. So, and I know Jason Mark has it, but I normally get a product, I normally stay with that, and then I just, go with it. So it's not against anybody else, but
I clean with Jason Mark, I protect with Crep.
Yeah. Yeah. We mix brands here. But go ahead. Jordan Doc.
I feel bad what they do to Pippen. Yeah. I fucking love Rodman. Right. Rodman just didn't care. Yep. Rodman was with it. With whatever.
They was at the golf. They was golfing. And he's like, where you finna go, Rodman? Oh, I'm finna go Hooters and go look at some titties. I'm like, oh my God. This guy.
Rodman was living life.
Yeah.
I hate what they did to Phil Jackson.
True.
Man.
My only thing is
I like the Space Jam story, how they built the dome and the thing. Because look, there was on Instagram, Bill Bellamy, the comedian, he told his story from that too. He was like, man, it's crazy because we didn't have like camera phones back then, but he was working on a movie on like one of the same lots that was close to it. He remember going to shoot ball with them. Uh-huh. He gave his whole little story. He was saying how like Reggie Miller and all of them was in. I was like, that is dope. Like, that's an experience for real. And he was like, that's his idol. So, you know, you get to go play with your idol. That's super cool.
Yeah, that is dope. Yeah. Once he opened up his mouth and said, "Hey, I need a gym, and I need some weights and stuff," that's how you know you made it. So once we say, "Hey, I need these pair or I need this type of equipment," and somebody says, "Oh yeah, we're having tomorrow," we made it, bro. Okay, he's mesmerized by something. So
yeah, we made it.
Yes,
nigga, we made it.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus is real, ladies and gentlemen.
Man,
what else? So, him being an asshole, what do you think about that?
I think he was
passionate,
passionate about his game. So, you know, people who are not as passionate or don't understand where you're coming from or the heart that you put in it,
right?
You're gonna come off as a jerk to them, and that's cool. That's your opinion, but.
But if you like
for somebody that's been passionate about something,
if you're over aggressive, then they might look at it like an insult or you're insulting my intelligence or something.
You can't put a limit on his passion. Like, if he's feel that strong about it, that strong about winning, that strong about trying to get another ring, like, get with it or get gone. Like, I mean, I understood that whole thing. Like,
so not this, this not Jordan, but like Kobe, when, what's the dude? Jeremy Lin. He told a little story when Kobe came back to the locker room, and I guess it was a trade deadline, and then everybody didn't see him because he was hurt. He said, "What's up, Kobe? What's going on?" He said, "Oh yeah, I just came back to see some of you bums that's gonna get traded." Like, like that would really hurt somebody's feelings.
You're a grown ass man. You better shut up. I feel like all the greats that got called a jerk.
But yeah.
It's because they're passionate about it. So,
but the thing is, they probably had that dry ass sense of humor, so they probably didn't take nothing about it.
Nah, them like they was on the chopping block.
Trust me, you know if you're on the chopping block.
Bum that's gonna get traded. Yep, you are correct.
Trust me, like Carlos Boozer was on that team. Jeremy Lin was on. I don't know who. I don't think he got traded, but of course, with Jeremy Lin, they wanted him to be, you know, Linsanity like he was in New York, but he was in a different system. Although that coach came into Lakers, but it worked when, because that was during the time Melo was hurt. So of course he was the only guy. It worked. So yeah. So he had his little spark or whatever. Shout out to Jeremy Lin. But yeah, back to the Jordan thing. So number one thing, I hope they're doing a shock drop this Sunday. 9 o'clock, right?
Oh yeah, I ain't going to sleep.
You work?
Yeah, but I ain't going to sleep.
Are you going for your pair?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Hey, that shoe. I mean, it's not popping, but that shoe thing set since I've been semi selling shoes. I was like, "Hey, what's up with them Flints?" I was like, "Don't worry, I got you, bro. I got you. If I want to." I already got a 13 and a 10 and a half somebody want for me. I got to win that. 350. Hit me up, 350.
I just want mine to wear.
Yeah, I'm wearing these guys. I'm definitely wearing these. Like, same day or the next day. Also,
Man, I gotta get them Ben and Jerry's.
Guess what, guys? They have dropped another restock of the DMP6s. Thank you so much, Jordan Brand. Thank you so fucking much.
That's terrible. They're killing it. They probably made so many of those that they gotta keep shock trapped. They probably was
like, bro, Foot Locker just had one like 2 days ago. I'm like, again? Really? Again? The fire. But of course, Corona. It probably they probably hold all this stuff.
They had, yeah. It was so promotion on them.
It was only right. And everybody that went to Greenbrier to go get the fives, I'm not gonna insult you, but you knew better. You knew better, black people. You knew better. It was not that serious, okay? You could just easily pick up your phone, use that thumb like four times, use your thumb like four times, you know? And that's it. I won. Jeff could have won if you really wanted to shoot. Anybody could have won. Now, if you were a reseller, I get it, but like packed up like that, you know, and knowing that we just opened up, like, damn. Mm-mm. But they were waiting on that because that was in the black neighborhood. That's the part, you know, where I'm from.
Where you from?
So, yeah. Cousins. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did have a cousin in that line, too.
Mamba Sports Academy, man. If they take that name off that
school. Oh, it's already gone, bro.
Oh.
It's already gone. They changed the logo and everything.
That's trash.
I didn't look deep into it, but it's it was like a respect thing.
That's what they say, but that's trash. I don't think he would have. Well, leave my shit up there. Made this shit. I built.
He
this
does.
Shit.
Yeah, he does seem like that. Like that's my foundation. But they felt like they didn't want to you know get money. Off
only
his
if
name.
They asked the wife. Like now, if they asked the wife and she was like, "Yeah, I'm okay with it. Cool." But if they just did this shit on their own, that shit whack.
If anything that go by Kobe, I mean, this has Kobe name, they going through her. Well, anything. I don't. Come on, bro.
Okay, me personally, I still don't think she okay to shit. So that's why I said that.
Bro, they have a written document, like professional, sincerely, or, you know, very respectful, blah, 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 with number, address, and everything written out. Yeah. Like, the logo's dope. Sports trash. Academy sounds trash.
Trash.
I wish they wouldn't have did it either, but, you know, because unless they have a picture up, of course, of all the...
A statue of him in front of the something, school or something.
Like, the kids that, like, my unborn kids, Jace, you know, they're not going to know that was Kobe's gym. They know, oh, Sports Academy, you coming? No.
That's trash.
Although we probably won't be out there, but yeah.
That's so trash.
Now, this is not a joke, and I don't think people take it a joke, but how I'm going to ask this question, people might think it's a joke. Do you think athletes or anybody that's rich are doing the helicopter thing right now, or are they like, you know, that could be like a 1 in a million?
How often do you hear a helicopter crash? People probably still travel by it. Like, that doesn't happen often.
Okay. I thought somebody said, "Hey, we got to chop it up." No, I'm straight. Let's just drive. Let's do traffic. I do traffic.
No, I think if that's how you travel, then that's how you travel. That shit is rare.
Actually, I was looking at somebody's story, a documentary, or something like that, and it was like, load up the chopper, something like that. But my thing, I will do it. I will get on the helicopter, but you have to. I got to get the full diagnosis report. We checked the oil, sir. We checked the oil 3 times. See what I'm saying? He laughing. I don't want to take it as a joke. But
who's going to give you a full diagnostic?
Crazy as fuck. I'm sorry, mom.
Prior, you get on this fucking helicopter right now. That's what they gonna say.
If I'm a Kobe, rest in peace, and I say I want the full diagnostic of this plane, oh, they're giving it to me. I'm your money maker here. And if I tell every other person, do not mess with this company, it's a wrap.
You're not Kobe.
Yeah, I absolutely not Kobe. I will be one day. Don't worry. Somebody going to know the P name and the D name, Pryor and Duffy, soon enough. Bro.
What's up?
This might be a podcast, but I'm looking to do big things for the sneaker community. Of course, sports. You know, I love sports.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a definitely a basketball guy. I'm just trying to keep these kids out of the street. And of course, every black community, everybody wants to play ball or rap. We get it. Yeah. But there's other things out there for you, you know.
Definitely other ways to be successful.
Other ways to be successful. You're absolutely right. But the number one thing, not to sound ignorant, they think about basketball, football, or being a rapper. So
that's for people who want to be famous, because you got people who want to be behind the scenes. You got people that want to make a change. Like
what breaks my heart is Run and Shoot is gone. Now, I understand Metro. Like, I know this is a business. I know you got to make money. You try to build a community, stuff like this. They probably thought, what is this gym doing to help our community? I get it. But that was a lot.
It was keeping kids in there.
True.
Even though they had little issues, but ain't nothing to bulk up security. But
okay, people. Of course, people going, when men play basketball, of course we're going to hit. It's going to happen. But guess what? Once you get your ass whooped or you get an ass whooping, you be like, all right, cool. You know, whatever. All right, I got you. Blah, 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 blah. Well, just 2020. Let me just shut the hell up.
Thank you, sir. These kids ain't taking no ass.
Yeah, so, but anyway, Run and Shoot. Now, that's the heartbeat of Atlanta as far as the gym. They do have a gym somewhere, but I don't even know where it is. I think it's like Gwinnett or something like that. But as far as Atlanta, Georgia, Run and Shoot, like, you can go hoop at 1 o'clock in the morning without a problem.
Yeah, that was dope.
When this kid, actually my aunt's boyfriend at the time, when they were in high school, dude was like, oh, bro, they got a gym. They got, like, hella courts. You can hoop. It's 24/7. I was like mesmerized. But I was like, what? You can hoop at 1 in the morning? That's dope. Now these kids want to do is walk to the store, buy a cigarillo, although they was doing it back then too. But shit, at least they were doing something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm finna bust your ass. I'm finna cross you up. But now it's more like Fortnite in my thumb. Although you can make money from Fortnite too. But
times are different, my brother.
Yeah. We need to Run and Shoot. I would love to. Yeah, like I said. We might have a podcast. We might be talking about different events and all that stuff, but I know I can speak for Jeff to just say, just make the environment better, uplift it, not even for sneaker, just
for the youth.
You know, just make it say, hey, you know, yeah, I can go there. And I wouldn't even know how to keep the lights on, because I wouldn't even want or charge the kids a dollar. I don't even know how to do that. Who knows? But once they start charging over there in Clayco, that's when you ran the kids off. It was like, oh, yeah, it's over. And then you charge.
They raised prices. They could have kept it.
And then if you're not from Clayton County, if your ID doesn't say Clayton County, they charge extra money. I'm like.
So your cousin can't come visit you over the summer and y'all go play. Like, it's crazy. Upcoming music? What was this to?
Future just dropped. Do I like it? Okay. B plus.
I like it.
I heard better. But you know, people are gonna be biased. You're from the city. I'm from the city. Yep. Got it. But it's cool. It's not horrible. It's not, but Pete Polo G, I'm starting to listen to him. He's dope.
I have to get out of ear.
Yeah, he's dope. I'm still on the Tory Lanez or whatnot. He just dropped a new record called Temperature Rising.
That's what you played earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you sorry, I'm texting. If you looking to have a good night with your young lady and some good vibes, put that song on. Thank me later. Anyway, what else I'm gonna listen to? Matter of fact, let me give y'all a little sample. I ain't gonna do all that to you.
Yeah.
So men, this is just a song to get the vibe right. Now, don't go straight for it when the song's playing, okay? Just have a good little, you can have a good little beverage, you know what I'm saying? A hookah if you smoke, you know? You know teach us on. You dig what I'm saying? Then towards the end of the song, she goes like, damn, that shit go hard. Especially you got a good system. Now if you playing off your phone, you might not do anything that night. You might not be doing nothing. But yeah. What else? Yeah. I love that song. I can listen to it back to back. I just got on this guy, LPB Pooty. He's from Florida. He's dope. Oh, K Camp, Kiss 5. Dope.
Shout out to Camp.
Dope. Dope. I met him. He's dope. Of course he wouldn't remember me if he'd seen me. But guess what? He's dope. Drake. Drake is Drake. Of course he's gonna get his numbers. People love Drake. It's cool though. I'm over it already. Who else? I'm pretty sure there's somebody else that dropped, but I just don't remember right now. That's do you ever think they're going to drop? Do you think Nipsey had like some music out there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish I could get that. I'm waiting on Big Sean album.
Yeah. It's a lot of people that should have been getting their work in.
Oh, you know,
since you've been locked down.
Never mind. But, oh, you know, I fell in love with Ari Lennox. If I said your name wrong, I'm sorry. She's dope.
Yeah.
I love her. It's Shea Butter Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dope. Although that did come out last year, but hey, better late than never. Definitely waiting on J. Cole. Kendrick, of course.
Meek.
If anybody know, I'm definitely a Meek Mill fan. When the beef was happening, my light skin ass was Meek Mill all day. And guess what? The people won that battle, okay? Not Drake, okay? This internet, these memes and shit, that's what happened. That y'all know that song was not that hard to be Tommaso. Oh, he killed him. No, he just said a couple of phrases. Y'all ran with it, used a whole bunch of memes. Yeah, y'all beat him. Not that song, okay? Let it go, guys.
I mean, it's already dead. They already
did. It's already dead, yeah. Now, I wish Meek Mill would have came out back harder, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm definitely waiting on Meek Mill album. I'm definitely a fan. I like him because he has substance. He talks about shit, of course. Yeah. Of course, he got some of his BS songs. But guess what? He has put me on the Roly wave. That rolled like my trophy.
TV shows.
I ain't on nothing. I watched everything. My favorite show
I watch is, I remember the name, Motherland, Fort Salem. The Witch Army, I was telling you about
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to also watch that movie with Samuel Jackson. I know we said TV shows, but yeah, movies too.
Which one?
The Banker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to be Motherland. Yep. All right, cool. Of both course, dope. The Jordan Doc, the season finale is this Sunday. It's over. It's over. So I think they're going to
try to record it. I'm going to watch it forever.
Of course, they're going to talk about the rest of the Indiana series. And then, of course, the Utah Jazz, because they played them twice, if you don't know. They beat them twice. Oh, is that spoiler alert? Spoiler?
Yeah, they don't know that.
Sir, my stepson just told me Jordan has 5 rings. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. If you don't know, my Instagram is at @FRVR_ATL. And if the podcast is at @Sneaker_Ruin_My_Life. Jeff's.
Messed up Duffy.
No, you got underscore, don't you?
Best up underscore Duffy. Who knows? Hit me up. It's definitely tagged on the podcast page as well.
Yes, please.
Tune in. Tell a friend.
I appreciate all the love and support. Everybody that's listening to it, especially all through it. You know, if you listen to 5 minutes, I appreciate it. Oh, we got. We got Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. That's the everybody Ireland, been excited about
what's
the Ireland.
Accent? What's the accent?
The luck of the Irish. I know.
Yeah, luck of the Irish. Yeah, we're stupid. Yeah, anyway.
Shout out to our Ireland fans.
I'll holler at y'all, boy. I'll see you next week. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing.